And believe it or not, it actually goes along quite well with a theme that we find in the story today of the Transfiguration. Both show us something about what real, true, sacrificial love is all about. And then it personalizes it by asking, does our idea or understanding of love need to be maybe transfigured or transformed in some way? February 14th, 269 AD, Saint Valentine was put to death. He became a martyr for the Christian faith. Now, one of the stories is that Valentine was a priest who secretly performed marriages when the Roman Emperor Claudius II reportedly forbade marriage. It was an effort on his part to ensure that he had soldiers without family ties. He was caught, he was arrested, and put in jail. The emperor personally interrogated him and tried to persuade him to convert to Roman paganism or die. Valentine refused and tried to himself convert the emperor to Christianity instead. But Valentine was given the death sentence. And while in prison for his faith, there's a story that Valentine cured his jailer's daughter of blindness. And the day before his execution, he sent a farewell message to the daughter signed, "From your Valentine." Now, while the story of Valentine may not have a lot to do with roses and chocolate and all those kinds of things, the story really truly does have a message about love. Love for God and love for the gospel message. And here's the thing, as we understand what kind of love we're talking about here, love can be costly and it can be difficult. So many people, I think, misunderstand love's meaning because of the English language. You know, we've got one word for love. And it's one word that we have to use to describe as many emotions and objects and all those kinds of things. The Greeks have it a little better. You know, again, we're stuck with the one word. So we have to use the same word to describe how we feel about ice cream and our pet and our spouse and God. And again, something lacks in that. But in the Greek language, again, it's better. Because love can be eros, the physical, romantic kind of love, like we celebrate on Valentine's Day. Love can be storgos, meaning affinity or affection. It's the kind of love that maybe is celebrated and recognized within a family and the close feelings we have for our family members. Love can be philios, or friendship love, brotherly love. Or love can be agape. It's a deliberate choice to do good for others. It's a willful choice that the lover makes. Not because of a quality of the person receiving the love. It's totally unconditional. It's just done. So the first three kind of more reflect maybe it's done because of feelings or relationships or whatever. But agape is an objective state. It just does something. It does something. In spite of what happens in return, it truly is an unconditional kind of love. And it's the kind of love that we see manifested in Scripture, and particularly Christ's love for us. So does our understanding and definition of love need to be changed or transfigured? Sometimes we just don't get things or we don't understand things and we need to see things differently. It's kind of what Jesus was trying to get through to his disciples as well. They were all concerned about glory. And Jesus was saying, and it says, I want you to know glory and I want you to get to the glory part, but it will come. But glory can't come unless something else happens first. So the story, Jesus goes up to a mountain to pray. And while they go up, he takes along with him Peter, James, and John. And during the prayer, it says Jesus transfigures into this glorious figure. Now, Luke's account says Jesus was talking with Moses and Elijah about his departure. And that word departure literally is the word that means exodus. And only Luke mentions the conversation and topic. And then he goes on to explain, which he was about to bring to fulfillment at Jerusalem. So yes, the transfiguration shows us, obviously, glory. But the passion, or Jesus' suffering and death, inserts itself as the way to get to that glory. So the message for us in that is that suffering must precede glory. We know the Exodus story. It's the great story of salvation event for Israel. They were delivered from slavery out of Egypt. They crossed through the Red Sea and then started making their way to the Promised Land. But this looked forward to a new and greater Exodus. Glory, yes, but it would come later. See, Jesus was soon to offer his life as a sacrifice for the sins of the world, thereby freeing his people from slavery to sin and leading them to the promised land of eternal life. And the conversation on the mountain that day was about the agape, or sacrificial love of Jesus for the people of the world. And we come to see even his own experience, love is tested. Valentine's love for God was tested. And he ended up dying for his conviction, for what he believed about Christ. And Jesus' love and obedience for his Father would be tested, and he would die for us and for our deliverance. And my guess is every single one of you, when you think about love in your own life, your love has been tested in different ways and at different times. And our love for God and those around us will be tested. We come to realize that love is not always that easy, if we understand it in certain ways. Pastor one Sunday was wrapping up a series on marriage that he was preaching through at his church. And so at the end of the series, he said, all right, what I'm going to do is for each couple on your way out today, I'll give you a small wooden cross and put that cross in a room where maybe it's just a place seems like it just naturally ends up with conflict or different arguments and things going on. And so they started leaving, and one woman came up to him and said, I'll take five. Not always that easy. But here's the thing, too, is that love needs the right focus. You see, in the story, Peter, James, and John had fallen asleep, and when they wake up, Peter realizes what's going on, and he has to hold on to this experience. And he's the one that says, oh, we got to build three shelters. We got to keep this thing going. Let's stay here. I like this. I don't want to let go of this. And we come to realize, as it says, that Peter's kind of speaking in ignorance. And before there's another reply, this cloud kind of envelops them, and the presence of God appears, and the voice comes from the cloud, and it's basically God the Father saying, listen to him. And when the clouds again depart, we see it's only Jesus. He is the one called to be the deliverer. He is the one you are to pay attention to. It's only Jesus that's left. There's no need for three others. They only needed to listen to one voice, the voice of Jesus. And I think we kind of are like Peter. We love lots of options. And I think through life, we always want to say, all right, what option works best for me? But Jesus doesn't want to be just one out of many options. And God the Father doesn't want Jesus to be one of many options in your life. He says, here's your Savior. The world needs a Savior. You need a Savior. So the transfiguration is a divine declaration that because of who Jesus is, this is the one that we should listen to. To take in and understand the transfiguration, sometimes we need kind of a transfigured or transformed heart. A new heart that leads us to say, I need to sit at the feet of Jesus. I need to come before him and listen to him. And to this Jesus, son and chosen servant, is the one we look to. Kind of what Valentine said, I only need one booth. I only need Jesus. The thing is, where do we look for this kind of love? How do we come to know this kind of love in our own life? Where do we get it? Because I think it's true for me, I think it's true for all of us, our love runs short. Our love can be defeated. Our love for God can be depleted. Our love for one another can be defeated. Even for our own family, it's never what we ultimately want it to be. It seems like it always falls shorter. It's always sometimes maybe runs out of steam. And so maybe at some point we just give up. How can I go any further? The reserves are gone. You can't just tell someone, well, just go out and love. You can't just go out and do that, just like you can't ask someone to write you a big check and not have sufficient funds in their account. And at times our hearts can be insufficient in their funds or in the amount of love that's even there. So where does this come from? Because our hearts can even be overdrawn. And John writes, God showed how much he loved us by sending his only son into the world so that we might have eternal life through him. This is real love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. So really the secret to loving is living loved. See, Paul prayed for his believers. He says, may your roots go down deep into the soil of God's marvelous love. You need something to draw from. See, when I know that I'm loved by God, created by him, known by him, called by him, and his child, when I know that I'm loved and known by God, I can see that, I can feed off of that, and I can learn what it looks like to love. And I have something to draw from. Knowing I'm loved much. Knowing I'm loved and forgiven much. Known that I have been given much. St. Valentine so wanted people to share in the gift of marriage and know God's love for them in Christ. He was willing to die for it. Jesus wants us to know the glory that awaits us and what he was willing to go through, so through his departure, so that we could have that promise of eternal life. Jesus' love meant incredible sacrifice on his part for us. And as we look at love today in our lives, and the people that God has put on our lives, the special people, you know, it's not just a feelings type of thing. What an amazing gift God has given us. So the people that we've known throughout our life that have meant so much to us, who have cared for us, provided for us, and shared with us. What a beautiful thing that is. And so we celebrate and recognize that today and all the sacrifices that people made to show us their love. So on this day, we do recognize love. But it really is a beautiful thing when we realize where it truly came from and who is the source of that. As we draw from that, as we go into our world this week to be able to reflect and share that. God's good to you of his love in Christ. What a beautiful thing that we can share. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.